Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Ich glaube, wir kommen alle noch ein bisschen gerade zusammen. Damit meine ich im Grunde genommen, dass wir ja eine lange Nacht hinter uns haben und uns gerade ein bisschen sammeln. Ich sollte ganz kurz sehen, in welcher Sprache ich spreche. Habt ihr irgendwelche Vorschläge oder sollten wir ganz kurz schauen? Ich sehe eigentlich, das ist ein ziemlich deutschsprachiges Buch. Spricht ihr beiden Deutsch? Ich glaube, ihr studiert hier, oder? Ja, da müsst ihr Deutsch sprechen. Du sitzt schon da, Mangala, um die Übersetzung ins Englische. Was sind das für Leute bei dir? Für alle Sprachen? Ja. Das ist immer so eine Frage für mich. Also Krishna Charan, du sprichst ungefähr zu 60% Deutsch, oder? Also du verstehst. Ja. Ja. Gut, also wir müssen jetzt schnell sein, ja. Was würdest du denn vorschlagen, welche Sprache? Let me just ask you, who of you does not understand German? And I don't mean the German guten Tag und auf Wiedersehen. I mean content-filled German. Raise your hands, I have to see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wer von euch, sehr wichtig, spricht nicht Englisch, und hier ist nicht Hello, Goodbye gemeint, sondern inhaltsbezogenes Englisch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ihr seid eine knappe Minderheit. Richtig? So, ich möchte jetzt die Deutschsprachigen bitten, zu der erstklassigen Übersetzung von Mangala zu gehen. And those who speak English, I will talk in English. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi. Gopidana Vallava Girivara Dadi. Gopidana Vallava Girivara Dadi. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana. Sodanandana Braja Jana Randana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chadi. Yamuna Tira Vana Chadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihani. Kundya Bihadi. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Astata Satasi Simathis Divaingre Sila Abhe Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Skon Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Shigaranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Vivaseza Sonyavadi Haskatyare Zatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Es gibt verschiedene Möglichkeiten, über die Bedeutung des spirituellen Meisters zu sprechen. Als ich auf dem Wege war zu diesem erhobenen Sitz, auf dem ich jetzt sitze, kam ein Devotee und sprach gleich über eine Möglichkeit zu mir und ein anderer über eine andere Möglichkeit, über Prabhupada zu sprechen, und ein dritter Devotee schaute mich an mit Augen, die sehr beredet waren. Es war eine Mataji, die nicht sofort zu mir sprach, aber ich sah in ihren Augen, dass auch sie eine Möglichkeit hatte, über den spirituellen Meister zu sprechen. Und das liegt in der Natur der individuellen Beziehung, die ein Schüler zu seinem spirituellen Meister hat. Englisch. Krishna. There are many possibilities to speak about the Guru Tattva. As many as there are disciples, because each one has a personal relationship to his spiritual master and therefore prefers to look upon his spiritual master from his perspective. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita we find that the same holds true in relationship to Krishna. Krishna is addressed by his devotees in many, many different ways and also realized by them accordingly. The example of a Vaidur Yamani, a jewel with different facets, has been given. According to the way the light falls into that jewel, a different light is manifesting. So, according to the relationship to Krishna, Krishna manifests himself in a variety of different ways. I would like to address the question of Guru Tattva from one angle which our Shastras offer. It's a perspective which Srila Prabhupada highlights in an early Vyasa Puja offering, where he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, there is no point in differentiating your guru from my guru. There's only one guru who appears in a variety of forms." Here Srila Prabhupada speaks about the concept of Samasti Guru as opposed to Vyasti Gurus. Samasti Guru is the sum total of Guru, the Guru Tattva, which is resting in God. To be very precise, in Lord Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna. The Lord is the sum total of all gurus and appears in the individual gurus, the Vyasti gurus, the individual manifestations of the spiritual masters. So there is only the Lord, really, who sends his pure devotee into our life to elevate us in bhakti. This is a divine mystery, a divine secret, which a disciple, as he goes deeper in his relationship, will understand more and more. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the question is raised, how does one get bhakti or love to Krishna? And it is said, bhakti is so rare that you can't get it even if you perform many, many sadhanas through many lifetimes. This is not possible, because you can't get it on your own. It's given to you by Krishna through a bhakta who has bhakti in his heart. Bhakti is given to us through the spiritual master under whose care we enter the palace of bhakti. You can't go into this realm of devotion for Krishna without the help and the mercy and the blessings of the spiritual master. This is how Krishna has arranged how souls come to him. So we, as the members of this movement in the West, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, the Hare Krishna movement, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we remain eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada, without whom And without whose blessings, it's not possible to get this priceless jewel of bhakti for those who have taken shelter under his lotus feet. We feel that Srila Prabhupada has been sent by Krishna to deliver us from our silent pain in the cycle of birth and death. And we are very, very, very grateful to the Lord who has made this arrangement. Now those who are his disciples, his direct disciples, and also yes, actually all the members of our movement, we also like to look at another aspect of Prabhupada, the very personal, endearing and charming aspect. And I believe during the readings of the offerings, these aspects will be presented. So I will stay here in the short few moments which I still have, more with the philosophical aspect. I want to read to you something very, very powerful from Srila Prabhupada's concluding words to his magnus opus, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which where Prabhupada describes the ongoing relationship which all of us have to him. It's something which on an appearance day of a spiritual master who has left the planet according to material vision, I feel is of utmost importance. And it is no accident that Prabhupada talks about this very deep philosophical matter at the end of this work, Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't know how awake you are, so I will help you a little bit. Although according to material vision, his divine grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada passed away from this material world on the last day of December 1936. I still consider his divine grace to be always present with me by his vani, his words. There are two ways of association, by vani and by vapu. Vani means words, and vapu means physical presence. Physical presence is sometimes appreciable and sometimes not. But vani continues to exist eternally. Therefore, we must take advantage of the vani, not the physical presence. The Bhagavad Gita, for example, is the vani of Lord Krishna. Although Krishna was personally present 5,000 years ago and is no longer physically present from the materialistic point of view, the Bhagavad Gita continues. So here you see that Srila Prabhupada refers us to the principle of vani, that is associating through sound, and gives an example, an illustration of how Krishna continues to appear in the lives of many, many people through his vani, the Bhagavad Gita, although he has left, according to materialistic vision, the planet 5,000 years ago. So in the same way, he says, my spiritual master, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Goswami Maharaj, is still with us. And he makes, obviously, the point that, my dear devotees, I will also leave you one day, but it's up to you if I leave you. If you continue to be to contact me through my vani, then I will be with you always. Because this is such an important point, Srila Prabhupada, at the end of his concluding words, again returns to this by telling us very practically how he is connected with his spiritual master, always within the heart, and how, that's obvious, that's understood, we can always be with him in the heart. I think, he writes, that His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is always seeing my activities and guiding me within my heart by His words. Prabhupada says, I think this. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tena Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye, spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature is always sitting. And then he makes an interesting point. He says Krishna is not alone in the heart. No. Others are with Him there. He says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma is always sitting with all His devotees and associates in the heart. And then he humbly says, I have to admit that whatever translation work I have done is through the inspiration of my spiritual master, because personally I am most insignificant and incompetent to do this materially impossible work. So, on Srila Prabhupada's Divine Appearance Day, I want to encourage all of us to have Prabhupada appear in our lives. And my dear devotees, I want to make now a point which some of you might hear with a slight surprise. I don't think it's enough to just, you know, to only say Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada on his appearance day. I don't think it's enough to also have a picture of him on our altar, although we must do this thing. I really feel if you are serious about having Prabhupada appear in your life, you must do what he wants of you. And that is, he wants you to go to the telephone and ring him up. What does this mean? Is there a line, a telephone line, a landline, we say now, to Srila Prabhupada, where we can contact him, ring him up? Yes, there is. It's the Vani, the instructions which he has given to us in his books, letters, lectures, examples which he has given us. I believe the Hare Krishna movement will have to read each day Prabhupada's books. if you want to have the connection to Prabhupada and not just talk about it, you must go to the telephone. When this became clear to my life, who's very busy, who has a very curious mind in many, many subjects, I began to first resist. I said, I have translated Prabhupada's books. I know them so well that, you know, I spent years on end just only with Prabhupada's books. I rose at 2 o'clock in the morning. I had my rounds finished by 4. Then I chanted 2 rounds before the Mangal Arati, then the rest after, and then I translated up till 9 o'clock in the night. I know. When Prabhupada writes in his purport, I know it will be about bhaktis, will be about the how the scientists are wrong, how the Mayavadis have the wrong vision, how it's Vanashrama we must institute, and so on. And then I did not read Prabhupada's books very often. Boy, was I surprised when I started to read again in the literature. All of a sudden, it was about a year ago, where I started this program. All of a sudden, I saw things I had never seen before. I understood things I had never understood before. All of a sudden, something opened. I don't consider myself a good disciple who can give advices to other disciples and grand disciples very easily. But I want to talk about this personal realization which I have made not a very good disciple of Srila Prabhupada. It became clear, especially when reading again and again this passage, these passages from the concluding words, which are a favorite reading matter for me since many years. Well, if we really want to make contact, where we really feel his blessings coming into our lives, where we really feel how we are empowered in Krishna consciousness with realization, we really have to get on the telephone line. We have to make the contact, and this is the contact possibility which is open to us. Krishna, it's one more minute if I see correctly. I have here something which, like a herald, you know, in ancient times, when there was an important message, these heralds, wie sie sagt man in Deutsch, Herolde, would come into the town. They would carry a message by the emperor. They would first drum on the drums, and everyone knows, I have to come now. The emperor is speaking to us through his heralds. It's, you know, the people who bang the drum, and then they would have a script just like this. They would go like in Germany at least, and then, people of the town of Weimar, Kaiser Friedrich Wilhelm, the emperor, has a message for you. Listen carefully, because this is how the country will be ruled from now on. You need to know it. Yes. People, there was one person usually who could write, others couldn't write. They were not as knowledgeable as all of you. So I today, on this day, where I want to make a point, carefully presented my script here. People of Goloka Dham, in the year 2008,
Where ISKCON doesn't look the way we thought it would look 20 years ago. Listen very carefully. Here is something from Srila Prabhupada for you. The spiritual master lives forever. By his divine instructions, and the disciple lives with him. Because I have always served my Guru Maharaj and followed his teachings, I am now even never separated from him. Hare Krishna. Never think that I am absent from you. Physical presence is not essential. Therefore, presence by message or hearing is the real touch. Lord Krishna is present by his message, which was delivered 5,000 years ago. I understand that you are feeling my absence. Krishna will give you strength. Presence of the transcendental sound received from the spiritual master should be the guidance. That will make our spiritual life successful. And Prabhupada, understanding that his disciples so much need him and want him and call out for him, he says, if you feel very strongly about my absence, you may place my picture on my sitting places, and this will be the source of inspiration for you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Gonitai ki jai, Shishi Radha Madan Mohana ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. And then there comes the second part. Don't just keep the instructions here. Connect to them by serving the instructions of the spiritual master. And you will see he is with you, blessing you and empowering you. Service is so important. The connection by service is our lifeline to Srila Prabhupada. Time is up. We need many more. There will be many more items. I will hand over the microphone to our dear Akrura Prabhu, who will guide us through this Vyasa Puja ceremony. Hare Krishna. Jayom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paravrajakacharya Ashtato Shatasi Simachistivangrace Sila Abhi Chadanara Vinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Mam Vishnu Padam, 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 Mam Vishnu Padam,